A few weeks ago, we told you about Gizmo. That's the Coeur d'Alene-based nonprofit innovation lab that was making face shields for first responders and healthcare workers in Kootenai County.
It's just been a high-energy time of transferring our knowledge and recreating things in a better way, and it's just been beautiful.
We checked in again a few days ago with co-owner Barb Miller and found that Gizmo is busier than ever, still making face shields.
It started out, they were being used by the police department, the fire department, and then they were used by the hospital, and then they went into the use by the Panhandle Health.
And the Panhandle Health District shared them with rural providers and dentists.
What worked for all those other components kind of got changed because dentists wear loops to be able to see close up better. And so all of a sudden we had to redesign the shield to be able to have the loop be able to fit in there. So that gave us an opportunity to iterate and change the design a little bit to be able to be used by another part of the health care workers.
Mueller estimates Gizmo has made more than 1,000 face shields. Volunteer crews at mask-making parties set up stations several feet apart and work together to fill big orders. Gizmo's also recently begun making N95 masks for healthcare workers.
So now we're in the mold-making process where you make what they call bucks for the shape of that, and then you put the material over it and put it into the vacuum former, and it forms that shape that the mask will be.
Mueller hopes to have a batch ready for delivery by the end of this week. Another Gizmo project benefits children who have been abused and who are represented by court-appointed special advocates, or CASA. Many of the abused kids who bounce around the foster system don't have regular access to technology or technological support.
But if you can take some educational components and build out some really fun ways of doing them, then the kid who doesn't have that opportunity will have the opportunity to have this kit to be able to continue learning in new ways.
Mueller's team developed age-appropriate kits. Younger children get projects that allow them to put seeds in the ground and learn how plants grow. Some children get templates that allow them to build robots.
We cut out the laser-cut pieces. They put them together. They got Legos that had challenge cards in them, a lot of mathematical stuff, but just a lot of stuff around building.
Mueller included for kids of all ages a COVID-19 diary where they can write what they're doing and feeling. The kits are distributed to CASA volunteers.
The volunteers who work with these kids through the court system take this kit to the child, can see what's going on in the household where they are, and then they have this interaction with the kid playing with the things that are in the kit.
Gizmo's core function is to teach. It also has an innovative educator program that works with teachers to develop their skills in project-based learning. She says those educators have developed lists of projects parents can do while they're at home with their children. Find them at gizmo-cda.org.